Oh, hi. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hi.
Oh, hi. That was weird. I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me. But anyhow,
yeah.
This is, I had to reset my microphone, but this is Tina from Local Splash. And
yeah,
I was just calling, hi, because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment. Mm-hmm. And there's a note in here to process it on Friday. Is that correct? Which is tomorrow?
I believe I spoke with your colleague about that. Yeah, he said that so in terms of our website, we still had a few more days until it went offline. We were having a few troubles with our bank because we use Investors Bank, and they recently got acquired by Citizen, and we have like new cards and just a lot of kind of issues with using our cards and processing payments. So we're trying to get that fixed as soon as we can. We hope to have it done by tomorrow. We're just not sure.
It was an estimate for tomorrow. Okay. Yeah, that's what I was trying to ask you is, number one, if you wanted to use the same card tomorrow, which it sounds like it's going to be a different card altogether, right?
Yeah, so the old card is not working anymore. So we have to update. I just haven't updated it yet because I wasn't sure if the issues were solved. Our CEO is taking care of that. So we're just waiting for her to let us know if it's okay to input the new card information for the payment. So I'm hoping we have that either today or tomorrow, so we can get the payment processed.
Okay. So when you say you're going to input it, did you want to update it on the dashboard then, or do you want me to call you back? On the dashboard.
I'm pretty familiar with the dashboard, so I can just do it myself. So that shouldn't be a problem. We did get an email also from Local Flash telling us that our domain is expiring. I don't know if you know anything about that.
So when an account goes into the failed payment, we don't pay any more money to register the domain. But once this payment goes through, then we'll automatically take care of that for you.
Okay.
So you don't have to worry about it. So let's say in the future you decided to cancel the program, but you wanted to keep the site, then you could purchase the domain from us for a one-time buyout of $99. But you don't have to pay that extra $99. As long as you're working with us, we'll renew it for you.
Got it. Okay, perfect. Yeah, sounds good. I just thought that it was something that was separate from the payment issues, and that we had to do something else, but I'm glad to know that once we take care of this month's payment, then it will be taken care of as well.
Yeah, it's confusing. Yeah. I don't know why they send out that email, because it is, most people don't even know what that means, the domain expires. So it's just a little bit more urgent that you take care of this payment in a timely manner this month, because once we re-register the domain, it's good for a whole year, right? So sometimes they just send out that notification just to kind of give you like a friendly pat on the back, like, hey, make sure to get this done as soon as possible. But it is very confusing. So I apologize for that.
No, not a problem. No, it's good that you called, I asked you that, so I know that. That's all good. We're going to try we've been talking to the bank, and a lot of people have that issue, so it's kind of delayed. So last I heard from the CEO, she said that it would be taken care of by Friday. I'm just not 100% sure. So what would be like the latest that we could, like next week would be okay? Because I'm just not 100% sure if it's going to be Friday or Monday.
That's not a problem. You could even pay it, next Friday if you wanted to. I'll just notate the account. So a couple of days is definitely no problem.
Okay.
I just want to let you know that in the interim, there is a little orange banner that's up on your site that says the information here is no longer being updated. And that's also just a friendly reminder for the business owner. If they see that, typically they're like, oh shoot, I have to call Local Splash, right?
Yeah.
So it's just a little prompt for you to call us. But the sooner you get it paid, the sooner that orange banner comes off the site.
Of course. No, definitely. No, we'll definitely do it as soon as possible, because we don't really want to be in the situation, obviously. We didn't really have a lot of control over it, so we're just scrambling also. And
you know, when you think about it, what do you think the banks are doing with all that money while they're changing debit cards and stuff? You know, if they did it to your company, they're doing it to every client. And just all that money's kind of stuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're probably reinvesting it.
I don't want to think about that. That's scary to think about. But no, it's just this bank. We've had a lot of issues with them, and we actually want to change. We want to do Chase or something because the Citizens is not really working for us. So hopefully we'll do that soon. But in the meantime, we will get this fixed as soon as possible. So that we
No problem.
Yeah.
So I'll look at the account on Monday, and if I see that we're still having the problem, I'll follow up with you sometime next week. I just sent you an email that talks about the payment failing and the extension on their 777. It'll ring directly to my desk. So that way, if anything changes, you can call me, okay?
Perfect. I didn't catch your name. I'm really sorry.
That's okay. My name's Tina.
Tina, okay. Thank you, Tina. I'll make sure to, if there's anything, I'll contact you, but hopefully it'll be solved by Friday, and if not, then by Monday.
I'm going to put on here, follow up after Monday. So there we go. All right, I put the note in the account, so you're all good to go. Mm-hmm. So in the meantime, have a nice rest of your weekend coming
thank
up,
you.
Too.
Thank you. Have a nice weekend. Rest of your week.
I will. Thank you. Okay, bye.